أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم. إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, these ayat I just recited to you were from the opening verses of Surah Al-Mutaffifin, which I'm sure we're all familiar with. Now, I'm just going to read what they call a translation of these ayat. But as we always repeat over and over, the translation is never accurate, especially when you're trying to translate from Arabic language, which is such a rich language. Just to give you a perspective, for example, if I wanted to translate, I beg your pardon, or I beg you, to Arabic, it can be translated as, إني أتسول منك. Because a beggar is translated into متسول. So, if I translated إني أتسول إليك, it gives me the mental image of somebody sitting at the corner of a street with a cup in front of him, asking, begging people for money. But this is not what we mean when I say, I beg your pardon. It's totally different. So, when we read any translation, we need to take it with a pinch of salt, because the translation is always affected by the understanding of the person who does the translation. Anyhow, having clarified this point, let me read the translation of these ayat. Woe to the stinters, those who, when they take from others by measure, take their full share. But when they measure or weigh for others, give less than their due. Do they not realize that they will be raised to life on a great day? A day when mankind will stand before the Lord of the universe? So, these ayat talk about a category of people called al-mutaffifin. Now, we want to understand what is the meaning of takfif, or al-mutaffifin, as we talk about them here, which are translated as stinters. Takfif means to take a little more than what is due to you, or to take exactly what is due to you, but when you are giving, you give less. So you want to take extra, but you want to give less. And usually it's for very small amounts. So it's a sort of scamming. So the general meaning of al-mutaffifin is when it comes to the general understanding or translation is usually, if you read the translation, they'll be talking about people weighing things and using a scale to weigh, you know, a kilo of wheat or whatever. But the actual meaning is far, far deeper than this. So, at-tatfif, the meaning of tatfif extends to, for example, selling well above market price. So if something is worth so much and you are selling it 10 times its value, this is a form of tatfif. It's not just that you're giving less or more, but even selling above market value. If you're giving misleading information about what you're selling, so you say, for example, this cream is going to cure everything, is going to regrow your hair, when you know that it's not really going to do that, this is tatfif. The meaning of tathfif extends even to some emotional forms of tathfif. For example, backbiting. If I talk about somebody and talk him down, so say that, oh no, he's not a good person, he is not a very honest person, he is not good at his job, when he is actually good at his job. This is a sort of tathfif, and vice versa. If I praise somebody, so if somebody is asking about an opinion, and I praise somebody when I know that this is not the truth, I am talking more than what he deserves, this is a form of tathfif. So speaking highly or too much low of people unjustly is a form of tathfif. In modern days, in terms of modern times, copyrights, stealing of copyrights is a form of tathfif. So we all see, for example, a company works on a computer program, they spend millions of pounds to develop it, and then we think that we're being clever by finding somebody who can crack the code and gives us the program for free. This is not being clever. This is a form of tathfif. Giving a false reference. So if somebody is applying for a job and they ask you to be a referee, it is your duty to give the honest opinion. If you give a wrong opinion, whether less than what this person deserves or more than what he deserves, this is a form of tathfif. Shortchanging is a form of tathfif. Over-promising and under-delivering. For example, companies that, service companies or technology companies, they promise you that, you know, if you buy this service agreement, we're going to do this, 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 and that to you. But they don't deliver. When you ask them to do it, they don't. You know, they keep you hanging on the phone for an hour. This is a form of tathfif. Taking advantage of people when you have the knowledge. For example, if you go to a mechanic, you don't know much about mechanics, car mechanics, and there's only a small problem in your car, and the mechanic says, oh, you know, we need to change this and change that just to make more money. Or if you go to a doctor with a small problem and the doctor just wants to make money out of you and he says, oh, you need an operation when you don't really need it. This is a form of tathfif. So anyhow, there are endless examples. I'm just trying to highlight the idea that this ayah does not talk about just weighing, the primitive weighing using a scale. It applies to many, many things in our lives. So, what is the root? Why do people behave in this way? And if we read the ayat again, which we just read, we will find that Allah gives the answer when He says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُثُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْعَظِيمِ. Do they not realize that they will be raised to a great day? So the cause, the root cause of tathfif is deficiency of iman or defectiveness of iman. And we all know what iman is, the six items of iman that we all have to have. But there are three items that deficiency of which or defectiveness of which causes tathfif. And these are believing in Allah, believing in the book, and believing in the day after, or the day of judgment. If you don't believe that Allah exists, if you don't believe that, then of course you don't have a problem with any of these moral values we're talking about. But what happens is, we find that a lot of people who actually believe in God, believe in Allah, and believe in the book, but they have a bit of difficulty or deficiency in the belief in the day of judgment. If you believe, if you strongly believe and have a firm belief that you are going to be brought in front of Allah on the day of judgment, you're going to be brought to give reasons for every action you've done, how can you do tathfif? If you really believe that's going to be punishment on the day of judgment, then obviously you would not do that, because for a small worldly gain, you are losing the hereafter. So the root cause of tathfif is problem or deficiency with iman, deficiency with our basic beliefs. Now, more importantly, when human beings, and I'm talking about human beings as a whole, not just mu'mineen, when human beings engage in injustice, against other human beings, regardless of whether they are believers or not. This enrages Allah. And if you don't believe me, let's go back to the ayat again. If you look at the sequence of the ayat as Surah Al-Mutaffifin progresses, then you will notice a sudden change in tone, a tone of anger and threatening. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ يَكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ The books are going to be in Sijjin, prison. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ Do you really know what we are talking about when you talk about Sijjin? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ Read the ayat. The tone of the Quran is of great importance. The way the ayat changes, even if you don't understand the language, you can realize that the tone. I read it again. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلَّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ Even if you don't understand the words, you can see that the tone. Allah is showing how angry He is with these people. It is something that causes great anger to Allah. So injustice, injustice to human beings, injustice of one human being to another human being, regardless of whether this human being is a believer or not, causes the wrath and causes the anger of Allah. So we need to be very careful. It's not a simple thing. It's not a question of, oh, I'm just, you know, taking a few grams less or a few grams more. No, it's much, much more than that, much more serious than that. Now, Allah has sent down the book in truth and the balance. And if we look in the Quran, it's fascinating how many times Allah talks about the balance or al-mizan. So, few examples. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitaba bil-haqq والميزان وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب. So precise, so concise ayat, but it summarizes it all, sums it all. It's Allah who has brought down the book with truth. The book carries the truth. والميزان, not only the truth, but it also carries the justice. Allah أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان. And then He reminds us very immediately, وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب. How do you know? The day of judgment might be very, very close, closer to you than you think. In Surah, I can't remember the name of the surah now. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ الرحمن الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان and then وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ again الْمِيزَانَ ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان. So again, الميزان is being mentioned over and over and over and over. الميزان, as I said, it's not the simple meaning. It is the justice. It is the fairness to everybody. In Surah Al-Hadid, ولقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We have sent down our messengers with all the books, and we sent with them the books, not only the books, al-kitaba wal-mizan. Al-mizan is the way, the measure. How do you know what's right and what's wrong? Why? Why did Allah send it? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْ So that people will be fair to each other, so that people know what are the measures for fairness. So really it is over and over, as I said, if we look in the book, if we look in the Quran, we will find that this meaning is repeated over and over, emphasizing the importance of this meaning. So, finally, how do we achieve this balance? How do we get to this performance of this mizan? It's a fine balance. So, it's a balance between this life and the hereafter. It's a balance in this life with everything we perform. So, again, the Qur'an sums up this meaning very eloquently in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 28. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا. And seek from what Allah sent you the hereafter. But don't forget your share of this life. So you need to get the balance right. You have to work for the hereafter, but don't forget the world. It doesn't mean that we don't work, we don't excel, we don't have a job, we don't try to be the best. No, we have to get the right balance between the two. And also, as we spoke about in the khutbah of Eid, excel. You have to perfect. If Allah likes when anybody does something, he has to do it with perfection. And this ayah emphasizes the meaning. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Whenever you do anything, do it with perfection. Try to do it perfectly well. وَلَا تَبْغِ فِي الْأَرْضَ الْفَسَادِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So the ayah quite eloquently shows us exactly what would happen. Why do societies have problems? Societies have imbalance. Some societies are very materialistic. Some societies are very corrupt. Some societies are too conservative. And some societies are passive. Some societies are full of anger. All of these is what we call extremism. This is any extremism in society leads to corruption. And any corruption is exactly what Allah is warning of. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And beware of corruption. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. This is something that Allah does not like. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. So the take home message is you must, we all must strike the balance in our lives, whether it's our actions, our relationship with our family, whether it's our work. We need to get the balance. We need to achieve this balance. And to achieve this balance, we need to try one day at a time. So if you look at your day, see what you've done with the 24 hours that Allah has given you to live. Have you been, you know, did you get the balance right? Did you do your work properly? Did you spend enough time with your family? Did you do good deeds? Did you do your prayers properly? And this is the balance that we need to achieve. Now, I'll end up with advice that Prophet Shu'aib gave to his people. And it sums up all these meanings together. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِهِ. First advice he gave his people is اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, worship Allah. So remember that there's only one God, worship Allah. And worship has the wider meaning, as we discussed before. It's not the rituals of prayers and so on. It's worshiping Allah in everything we do in our lives. The second advice he said, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِهِ وَلَا تَنْقُسُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Do not cheat. Be honest. إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ مُحِيطٍ. Remember the hereafter. And then, وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And the third advice is be fair to people. Be just in your dealings with people. ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. And avoid corruption. Do not corrupt the lands. Do not corrupt the people. Do not corrupt societies. So our scale in balancing of our lives and in dealing with other people, with ourselves, with our families, is the Sharia. So this is the scale that Allah is talking about. Everybody must have a scale to know what is right and what is wrong, what should be done and what shouldn't be done. As Muslims, Allah has blessed us with the scale. He sent the scale down. The scale is in the book. It tells everybody how to live the life, how to get the balance right. And I hope that we can all apply it to our lives. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك, وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا، وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا، وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا، واشرح به صدورنا، ونور به قلوبنا، وأطلق به ألسنتنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي، اللهم ارحمنا أنت بنا رحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله يذكركم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.